Last week, I followed an incumbent in the Ontario County Board of Supervisors race who is also a first-time candidate for office. To take a broader look at some of the six candidates in the race to represent the City of Geneva on the county board, I reached out to Mike Hibbard of the Finger Lakes Times. Mike, thanks so much for coming back in.
Yeah, good to be here.
How are they distinguishing themselves in this race?
Well, I'm not sure that they can, to an extent. I mean, the thing about the county board, Ontario County, is it truly, you hear about nonpartisan politics or bipartisan politics or however you want to say it. The Ontario County Board truly is a nonpartisan board. I mean, yes, we have Republicans, we have Democrats, but they vote along the same lines, or they vote together on a lot of issues. Now, that said, Ontario County, there are issues. Landfill's one of them. They sold their nursing home a few years back. That was a contentious issue. They did it as a money-saving effort. But as a rule, you'll see Republicans and Democrats vote together on almost everything. As long as it's for the betterment of the county, they kind of go along those lines. So even though there are party labels, you'll see a lot of the two parties voting together on a lot of things. Very congenial. Meetings are tremendously quick. I mean, I've been to meetings that have lasted 15, 20 minutes. They do a lot of things in committee that kind of aren't seen by the public. But for the most part, it's a good group of people. All of them on the board. I think there's 21 members total, and they really care about what they're doing, but they don't do it in a bickering, petty way like we see at kind of the upper levels of politics, so to speak.
You know, you have Dom Vidora, who's been in that seat for some time. Charlie Evangelista had been in his seat for a while, the one that Lou Gard now fills. There are, when you consider the fact that we do have an incumbent who's also running for the first time, there's definitely some new faces. Races like this are hard to predict because there's no real polling. And as I talked about when I talked about Lou Gard's run, this is a race that will probably be, each of these will be chosen by probably tens of votes, given relatively low turnout on these sort of off-year elections and local elections. Do you get any sense of which direction this might be going?
I don't. You're talking about six people who really, from my interactions with them, and I've met each one of them, even briefly, they're good people. And I think it really is going to come down to, their name, their face, how well they're known around town. I'm not sure it's going to be decided by issues. I mean, there's not a lot of disparity there between what they're talking about. So, you've got six people, you got three incumbents, but the three challengers are getting their name out there. They're getting their message out there. You've seen all the lawn signs. There's a ton of them. You can't miss them. So they're getting their name out there.
For details on another race, I invited Steve Bashir from the Finger Lakes Times into the studio. Steve, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
You've been covering a race in Wayne County that's particularly of interest. What's happening in the DA's race?
Well, it's one of the more interesting ones they've had in years. Of course, the DA position doesn't open up very often, so it's highly coveted. The former DA, Rick Healy, was elected judge and took over in January, but he had kind of tapped his right-hand man, Chris Volkelman, to be his successor, at least with the hope that he would be. He was a Republican. It looked like he would probably be that person. But there was kind of a surprise turn of events. An upstart attorney from Macedon, David Fulvio, got the endorsement of the folks from the Wayne County Republican Committee, or committees, I guess, is the way to look at it. But they endorsed him over Volkelman. Chris decided not to run a primary, and at that point, it looked like Fulvio was going to be the guy, but Michael Calarco, who is a longtime assistant DA in Wayne County, private attorney as well, people started asking him to consider running, so he did just that. He is a registered Democrat, so the Democrats endorsed him, but he also got a surprise endorsement from the Conservatives, so that's an unusual occurrence for a Conservative Party to endorse a Democrat. I don't know all the ins and outs of how that happened, but he did get it. It's kind of a contrast between experience and maybe a whole lot of youthful energy. Fulvio's a young guy, comes from New Jersey. He married a woman from Macedon. They returned to the area, and he's been a attorney in Lyons with Villani and Grow, a long time group up there. And he's got a lot of ideas. He doesn't like everything they've been doing in Wayne County in terms of prosecution. He thinks they go for pleas too often, maybe expedience over justice. Mike Clarko, of course, who is in that office, might see a different idea about how that's done. You could argue that one to death on both sides, and they have. So it's been quite interesting. It's expected to be a very close race, but we'll find out on Election Day on Tuesday.
Steve Beshear and Mike Hibbert joined me from the Finger Lakes Times. More of their reporting can be found online at fltimes.com.